plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Little Dueling Tangents here on this Thursday afternoon. You can join the conversation 844-967-2789. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. Lightly screening your calls. Taking your texts. There was Jeff and Monona that texted in that Discover card comment as well.
If anybody who had ever served at a restaurant with me or had known me during, you know, the early 2000s or anything, would see me tearing up at my daughter playing this song and dancing to it, they would just rub it in my face over and over again and laugh at me.
Makes me think of the Interview. Have you seen that movie with Seth Rogen and James Franco? They like it's the one that North Korea allegedly hacked Sony.
Oh yeah, that one.
This song is in that movie, and it's pretty funny because it's the actor that's playing the North Korean dictator loves Katy Perry, and they like start singing it kind of in a little montage at the end. It's comical.
That's great. You know, I always thought that Seth Rogen, I thought that you brought this up earlier. I sounded like I was talking weird, and I sounded like Vince D'Onofrio in Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the alien inside of Vince D'Onofrio's body.
Right.
Now, if you took Vince D'Onofrio's body and shoved it inside of Seth Rogen, that would be me. So
there we go.
That's kind of how it works. So
I love that I got to just witness that. Perfect.
I just figured that out right now. That was really good. I'm really happy that now
go.
I know that. I used to think that I was a cross between, Chewbacca and Samwise Gamgee. But now I think Vince D'Onofrio shoved inside of
Seth Rogen. Yeah.
Seth Rogen's body. That's really good.
That's good.
It's fun. A little bit of Elliot Gould on the outside. Anyway. We're talking about some stuff. It's going to be a
fireworks
weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to be smelling sulfur. You're going to be seeing some things.
While you're
enjoying your freedom, I just want to give a couple, you know, just a thing to ponder. You know, while you're sitting there and you're looking up and you're, you know, maybe checking out the stars that you're maybe getting used to, and then you see this amazing fireworks display and you're celebrating freedom, and maybe you're holding, you know, the hands of somebody that you love, and you're experiencing a moment, and it's really, you know, you have Katy Perry's firework in the background, and it's really amazing. Or like us, you have John Philip Sousa, you know, and you just think about it, yeah, that type of stuff. And you know, maybe the Tchaikovsky, whatever floats your boat in the time that the Overture of 1812, all the things that you could possibly ever want to hear.
Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yeah, start all these things. And while you're holding hands, while you're thinking about how wonderful and great this wonderful country is and freedom and things, think about this. Conversations straight people never have to have. Make sure I'm in your will in case our marriage is nullified by the Supreme Court. Think about that. Just think about that. Think about this holiday weekend, and maybe you're a guy and you look over at the woman you love, and or if you're in that type of relationship, and you look over and you see, you know what, baby, I'm so happy this country has taken away rights that you have to your own body. What freedom we have.
It is an interesting time right now, Brian, to be celebrating the birthday of the nation, because it is, for a lot of people, this weekend's going to be hard to celebrate the Stars and Stripes.
You know what's great is that those fireworks can now probably contain more pollutants and probably be bigger and more large and louder and bigger and more disruptive and possibly even, you know, detrimental to the entire society. But who cares? We had a big giant bang for that moment, and it was beautiful for a second, and somebody was forced to stand up and put their hand over their heart at that moment. You know, that's really the important thing. Not choosing to stand up because, you know, that's your choice and that's your right as an American. Being forced to stand up and then, you know, shunned or made fun of or horrifyingly, you know, banned from your job for not doing so if you don't stand up for that wonderful moment when the flag is there.
Or
your high school football team, you know.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you could think back to high school and remember when you were on that football team or when you had a coach there or whatever, and let's say that coach decided to parade the 50-yard line, how much choice do you really have as to whether you join that coach or not?
Especially if you want to start the next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better be damn talented. That's all. Because that's the only thing that trumps any sort of morality is talent. You could kill people and literally keep playing. I mean, heck, you can have 23, 40 people, you know.
And still get one of the highest contracts ever in the NFL.
Why not? As long as you can play good and make them possibly win the championship, it doesn't matter. You can go ahead.
That championship regardless, man.
You can go ahead and put your, let's say, your genitals on a team doctor's, you know, face, and then rather than admit my bad and, you know, move on, you can ruin that person's career twice along the course of your career so that you can be Peyton Manning. Oh.
That was Peyton Manning?
That was Peyton Manning. Wait, what do I want you? And now that woman has less rights to go and even take care of, if, let's say, Peyton Manning decided to, you know, force himself on. I'm not saying that happened. That did not happen. The genital thing did, but the forcing on did not. But if something happened because of that, she would have to, you know, have his kid. That's that in this day and age. Congratulations, everybody. What a wonderful free country we have. Well, with that, everybody, I just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Things to think about on the way out or when you're, you know, watching these wonderful displays.
While you're celebrating this weekend or taking some time off, hopefully taking some time off, those are the things that a lot of Americans are going to be pondering because not only the recent Supreme Court decisions rolling back rights, overturning Roe, dismantling the federal ability to regulate the environment, stripping away Miranda rights.
We kind of rolled over the Miranda rights one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did because, I mean, there's been so much, I mean, surprise hearing and whatnot, and all of the news from the last couple of weeks.
The January 6th hearing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a heck of a time to be alive, Brian. It's going to be an interesting weekend. It's going to be an interesting time moving forward. We've got some new lineup changes coming to these stations that you're listening to. So stay tuned for some of those fun, exciting lineup changes. We're going to be getting some new programming. So you're going to definitely want to stay tuned. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We air 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday.
We're going to have a new lead-in next
FM.
Week.
Yeah, we'll have a new lead-in on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. So it's a good time. We're going to be a new lead-in as well for a different program on both of these stations.
So, coming in on the Shaw, you're going to have Kristen Bry from 12 to 2, and then we're going to have us, and then after that we're going to go station-wide.
Aggressive progressive Matt McNeil will be from 3 to 4 p.m.
Yep, it'll be fun.
It's going to be a new lineup. It's a long holiday weekend. Everybody enjoy it as best you can. Please stay safe, and we will talk to you next week.
Stay free while you can, guys. Yeah. Dance it out. Dance it out.
Just dance it out. Dance on.
Dance off, bro. Me and you.
So what? So let's dance!